What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And at this point, I think it's pretty obvious that they lost the center core of the Falcon Heavy. But again, I don't see that as a failure because they proved the concept can work. And again, think back to the early days of the space program. Rockets were blowing up all over the place. I remember one story that was relayed to me when I was joining NASA about how one of the biggest problems they had to deal with it was called Cape Canaveral at the time. It's Cape Kennedy now. Was the wildlife because they'd go down into those trenches underneath the launching pads, the water trenches for the flames. There'd be a wildcat down there or something chasing the engineer back out. And, of course, before any launch, there's a crew that goes around with shotguns to scare off the birds so the birds will not impact on there. So there's a movie called The Right Stuff, based on a book of the same name, and it's about the early days of the Mercury program. I don't know why they gave the visual effects to this person who was just shining lights through crinkled glass. It actually detracts from the movie. But part of the archival footage they have there is of those early missile launches and how often they did fail. So SpaceX is doing a really good job, and I wish them good luck. And I know this is space travel. It's not like just driving down the road to the local 7-Eleven. It is dangerous. It will always be dangerous. And that's just something that anybody who works in space or goes into space, you just accept that up front. Now, getting back to the issues of immigration, apparently over in Great Britain, there's a new political party claiming to draw their inspiration from Emmanuel Macron, and it's being launched. And it is basically a political party that is intending to reverse Brexit. And they are calling themselves Renew. And apparently they're getting advice and support from France, and my guess is probably from George Soros as well. Have you noticed this trend around the world to just say, we don't care what the voters are saying anymore. We want the European Union to remain together. We want Hillary Clinton as president. And if you voted the other way, well, then there's something wrong with you. Tensions are high over there. Story that came on out is apparently the Remainers are now sending death threats to Brexit supporters, including this one guy was 80 years old and he got a letter, and inside it said, we're watching you, we know where you are, we're going to kill you unless you stop supporting Brexit. Real thuggishness here. Story out of Breitbart. Apparently the BBC and Anglican Church elites are now attacking British Christians for wanting limits to immigration. And the Anglicans are out there claiming that Christianity demands support for open borders. Well, when I was younger, I read that Bible, and I don't remember anything in there about Christians supporting open borders. I do remember in several places where very unfriendly people coming across borders were very unkind to the Christians. And a couple of cases where the Christians going across somebody else's open borders was very unkind to them. Now, as you know, there's a big controversy over Donald Trump's moves regarding the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument. And he basically reduced it in size, and he's already out there taking some of these lands that used to be part of the monument and now opening them up for hard rock mining and other exploitation. And the Democrats are very upset. The United Nations is saying it's an affront to indigenous rights. It's a complicated issue because the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument was created by President Bill Clinton. And at the time, it was questioned whether it was a wise thing to do because underneath the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument, are some major deposits of low sulfur, clean burning coal. And you'd think the environmental wackos and the carbon Nazis would be happy about that. And because all of a sudden there was a national monument, American companies could no longer mine this clean coal. They had to buy it from mines over in Asia, which just happened to be owned by some of Bill Clinton's good friends. Now, the reason people question the legitimacy of the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument is that Utah's statehood agreement pledged all of that coal to support Utah's school system in perpetuity. So the instant the monument was declared, the federal government violated Utah's statehood agreement and, of course, made Utah's public school system dependent on federal funding and federal control. So I have mixed feelings about this. I hope somebody will remember that the proceeds from the coal that is being mined from under what used to be the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument is already earmarked for Utah's public education system. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates just now rejoining our network. Now, here's an interesting little article out of Natural News. And it's basically saying that NASA scientists are saying that people are born creative geniuses, but it's the U.S. education system that locks them down, that dumbs them down. And we didn't need to go to NASA to learn this. I'm sure we all remember that our attempts to just see the world our own way got slapped on down. And there was a very famous musician many years ago, Harry Chapin. If you're my age, you remember him well. And he wrote a song called The Flower Song, about a little kid who, during art in class, wanted to draw all kinds of colored flowers all over the paper, and the teacher said, no, 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 neat little rows of red flowers on green leaves, you know, one after the other after the other. And the whole song is about this kid just wanting to give free expression to his creativity, and finally, at the end, he just surrenders and just says, yes, flowers are red, green leaves are green. There's no need to draw flowers any other way than the way they've always been seen. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song. So, yeah, it's one of the reasons why homeschooled kids do so well. They're not going through that experience of having their creativity crushed down. No parent crushes down a child's creativity. It doesn't happen. Okay. Story out of Hideout Now. Apparently, there is a growing backlash to this Me Too campaign, and it is coming from women who are out there saying it's gone too far. It is really silly. It's just a bunch of women just clamoring for a few minutes of media attention. It is in many cases hypocritical, and it is grown so large, it is actually obscuring some of the real issues women are having to deal with. It's a fad. And now women are coming back and saying, no, this is really too much. Been a major earthquake over in Taiwan, 6.5. No tsunami threat to us here in Hawaii. Now, as you know, there's been a big stink over this revelation that digital fitness trackers were showing the locations of workouts, including military bases and clandestine sites around the world. And this threat is not limited to Fitbits or other similar devices. Apparently, there was researchers showing mobile phones track their users through stores and cities and around the world, even when users turn off the phone's location tracking services, which is something I did because I'm private, but apparently the phone is still tracking me, and it can track us anywhere, including those top secret bases. Now, somebody actually put up a story saying that Fukushima has been completely deserted, and that signals the end is here, that life is about to end on Earth, because the map that was released by this athletic device didn't include any jogging trails around Fukushima. Well, common sense, people. I don't think Fukushima has been evacuated, but if you're not having to actually work there, I don't think you're going to be jogging around the remains of those reactors. You're going to get as far away as you can before you have your relaxed time. Think these things through. Now, there is a new cryptocurrency mining malware spreading through Android devices. Boy, am I glad I'm no longer having to deal with Android. It's called ADB Miner. It is a worm, and it is apparently exploiting one of the NSA tools that was leaked out onto the net. Bad news on Julian Assange. He went to court, or his representatives went to the Westminster Magistrates Court, and the court apparently has ruled that Assange's arrest warrant still stands, which means he's going to remain in the Ecuadorian embassy for quite some time. Now, Assange has been given Ecuadorian citizenship and diplomatic status. The only problem is, how does he get from the embassy to the airport to get on a flight out of there? Now, earlier, there had been strong indications the British court was going to say, yeah, we're going to let the warrant drop. But somebody apparently called somebody and said, no, keep him right where he is. And I guess the pressure is really starting to pile up on him, because shortly after getting this disappointing news, there was a suspicious package delivered to the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And apparently it was filled with a mysterious white powder. They're still not sure exactly what it was, and a note indicating a death threat directed to Julian Assange. So they want to get him on out there. So let's see. Somebody just sent me. No, it's just an opinion. Let's talk about doctors. Let's talk about vaccines. Story that has come on out where basically there was this court case where regulators were literally harassing and publicly humiliating a doctor who was expressing concern about vaccine dangers. And apparently some of his accreditations were pulled. And it was they just really whooped on him for being a vaccine heretic. How can you not believe? Burn the heretic, burn the heretic. The doctor sued, and apparently he won his case. And a judge has ruled that these regulators who harassed and humiliated him will have to pay him millions of dollars in compensation, and I hope they are held personally liable for this. So, I mean, we see all these stories. Yes, the individuals will have to pay the money out of their own pockets. That's really good. But they're in the hot seat. And this whole situation with vaccines and how much damage they cause and how very often they don't work at all. I was talking with somebody earlier today about this flu that went around, and he was saying literally half their office was out and they'd all had the flu shot. Looking at some of these headlines, family to receive $1.5 million in first ever vaccine autism court award. Why Japan banned MMR vaccine. Rockefeller Medicine Men, Medicine and Capitalism in America. It's a book. It's available on PDF. Monsanto admits injecting glyphosate a hazard, but it is in vaccines. Abortion drugs discovered in Bill Gates vaccines. Secret sterilization program discovered in Africa. And may I add, not for the first time. Big Pharma's medical research papers are total bunk. Hundreds were fraudulently ghostwritten by a PR firm called Design Right. Historical evidence that debunks the popular myth that vaccines eliminated childhood infectious diseases. And finally, another one about Bill Gates. Bill Gates and neo-eugenics vaccines to reduce population. Now, story from Africa. There was this state-sponsored vaccination campaign. It was supposed to be typhus. And the pharmacy corporation that created the vaccine has now had their license suspended because apparently this vaccine sterilized 500,000 women. And apparently the Catholic Church was running a volunteer medical clinic. They got their hands on some of this vaccine and discovered it was contaminated with a hormone that can cause miscarriages and render some women sterile. Boy, you got to be careful what's in that needle before they stick it in you. Let's take a phone call here. Tom in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. Good day. Yeah, Michael, first I want to talk about what happened with this football player and then Indianapolis Colt football player got ran over by an illegal alien, deported twice. To me, that is if that's not a signal to the United States what's actually happening with the illegal immigration, I don't know what is. And secondly, yeah, Michael, I was listening to Trump today talking about MS-13 gang members. He's over there with the woman. And according to what they were talking on the Fox News, there's 58,000 MS gang members in the United States. How is that possible to allow 58,000 MS-13 gang members in this country illegally and committing the crimes they're committing up in Long Island and all that stuff you hear? It's almost mind-blowing here.
They're a very brutal
that's
gang.
A battalion. That's a big battalion.
Really? Yes. Somebody just opened the borders. The Democrats want the illegal immigrants, and MS-13 can be counted on to vote Democratic along with everybody else. All other considerations are subordinate to that agenda. The Democrats don't care if MS-13 is out there raping and robbing and giving little kids drugs to get them hooked. They just don't care.
Well, you know, Michael, when Trump was talking about that, I watched it. And he was also mentioning it wasn't just MS-13. There's other gangs in this country that are people not even talking about in the media. I live in South Florida here, and I can tell you we have a big problem with gangs here. And there's a gang that particularly comes from one of the countries that Donald Trump says is an asshole. I'm pretty sure you can figure it out.
Yes.
And so they're a big problem here in South Florida, and they're all over New York too, I believe. And what Trump doing is like he's – like Donald Trump saying today, shut the government down, you dirty Democrats, because you people literally are trying to destroy this country from within. And I was also looking at a Breitbart article about the wall. Well, they have this guy, I guess, who says now, I believe his name is Fisher, and he's saying he can build that wall for $12 billion with a road on top of it, a high road access on top of the wall like the Great Wall of China. And I think that's a wonderful idea. And he said he can have the whole 710 miles done within 2 years. Well, I'm figuring you're giving Iran, what is it, Michael? They gave Iran $150 billion. And they're not, these Democrat swine don't want to give Donald Trump even $18 billion? What is going on? And you're bringing bundles of cash to Iran who want to blow us up with nuclear warheads. And then on
but
the
hold it, hold it, gang, hold it, Tom. You're falling for the deep state propaganda. Iran does not want to blow anybody up, and they never had a nuclear weapons program. Iran is not a warlike country. They have not initiated a war of conquest with another nation in over 200 years. And so please don't fall for this idea that Iran represents a danger to the United States. It doesn't. It's the United States that represents a danger to Iran.
Well, I thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that. I really don't know all that. I'll be hearing the propaganda media about Iran wants this and that. But I do know that they gave a lot of cash. And I'm figuring, Michael, for $25 billion that Donald Trump could get the wall done, and then they have a guy come out on Breitbart saying they can do it for $12 billion. And I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that this is not being done. It should have been done 30, 40 years ago.
Tom, I'm telling you why it's not being done. The Democrats are fighting this tooth and nail, and they're unfortunately being aided by a bunch of rhinos they want the borders open, both because they can flood this country with illegal immigrants who are going to vote democratically. Second, it supports the New World Order agenda, and they don't care the fact that ordinary Americans are now having to deal with gangs like MS-13 and these others. They simply don't care. They just want those borders open. The only country that's allowed to have a wall right now is Israel.
Yes. Also, Michael, I can give you a little information to your listening audience. I had a brother who was working construction for years in California. And
okay, can you hold
California,
that story? Can you hold that story?
Yeah, sure.
We got to take a break for commercials. We're going to come right back to you after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, you were talking about your brother was working in construction and that you had some insight you were going to share with us.
Yes, Michael. But before I do that, I did talk to my brother about an hour and a half ago. He was in Cape Canaveral, and he did see the rocket go off over there in Cocoa. And he said it was amazing. Yep. Elon Musk's rocket is fantastic. I wasn't there. He was there. He loved it. And it proves you that the private, Elon Musk, if Elon Musk can do a rocket like that, what happened with NASA? That's one of my other points I was going to get to. But it was amazing launch, according to my brother. But what I wanted to talk about him with, while I was talking with him, we were discussing a few things. I talk to him all the time. And when he was in California, he had to leave California in 1998, Michael. My brother's a block mason. He did brick and block all over California. He lived in Costa Mesa, Riverside, and all that. And he told me in 98 it was so bad for a white American to be in the block trade over there in California that they were just quitting in droves. They were just basically walking away from the jobs because – he told me now, if you're in California, you're not going to even get a job there because they pushed the wages so low when they flooded with all these illegals doing all this construction. And if you look at the construction trade, my brother ended up going to Carolina. He was in North Carolina till 2010. He was working on the highway roads, and he ended up leaving that. And when he left, he told me it was down to less than 40% white Americans working in the highway industry, building the highways in the state of North Carolina. Now he's in Florida, and he's basically retired. But he was telling me all the stories of how the construction trade has actually gone to these minority groups where a white American doesn't actually have a chance to even get these jobs anymore. And that's,
yeah,
that's what his perspective is, that a white man can, not a Trump's in there, I guess things have turned around a little bit because Trump's in there. But under Obama, it was horrible for, even with Bush Jr., it was like, forget it. If you're white, you're not going to get in a construction trade. And the wages were so suppressed, it was unbelievable, according to what my brother's telling me. And he just told me California was lost, like in the late 90s. California, you couldn't even get a job unless you were a minority in his construction trade. So I just wanted to share that with your audience because that's what's happened. And here in South Florida, I'm still working. And I can tell you, Michael, in the federal government agencies, you wouldn't believe what's going on here in the federal government agencies. It's amazing. Transit, solid waste, water, sewer. They're getting these great jobs. And if you want to get your government back, you need to start getting these government jobs to the majority of the people that are in the majority. Not the minority, the majority.
Well, what you need to
you need to recognize
we're being discriminated against, okay? And racism in reverse is still racism, and we have to get just as angry about being discriminated against as any of these other groups. And we're facing an uphill battle because when black people are talking about their heritage, it's called black pride. When Hispanics are talking about their heritage, it's Hispanic pride. When white people talk about our heritage, we're called racist.
Exactly. That's the point. Thank you, Michael, for bringing that up. That's the whole thing I've been trying to get through for a while. White America has got to stand up, and if they want to take their government back, they need to get these federal government jobs. They need to start saying, we're the majority, we're not the minority, and we're not going to take it anymore. It's like that movie, we're not going to take it anymore. We're the majority. We're going to be treated fairly, properly, and number onely. We're going to be treated.
Yes.
We are the majority.
Let's stop with equal. Let's stop with equal, because the reason we're in this mess is because those people who in the past had been discriminated against, they got to be equal, and then they said, let's keep going. Let's keep the momentum up. Now it'll be our turn. We'll be on top, and we'll be able to make them sit at the back of the bus. And that's not a permanent solution. That's just revenge, and it just keeps the hate and the violence going again. Dr. Martin Luther King had the right idea. You judge each other by the content of their character. And you take each on a case-by-case basis. There are good people and there are bad people. And you just make your decisions based on that. And you need to understand something else people don't understand. You're taught to be racist. Okay? Brand new babies don't care what the color of the baby next to them in the hospital is. It's something that you're taught. And you just need to unlearn it. Okay, Tom, we've got to take another commercial break.
Nobody can say it better than you, Michael. Nobody can say that better than you. You are great. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words. All right, I'm still early. I'm still not used to the new clock. All right. So apparently, according to the story that I'm looking at here, pharmaceutical corporations are literally trying to use their PR muscle, their lobbying muscle, to prevent autopsies on children who have died after being given vaccines. And apparently there's a big stink down in the Philippines where the government paid something like $40 million for some very dangerous, clearly faulty jabs into children. And so there's a big standoff there. Okay, now we're coming up on our commercial break. And when we come on back, it looks like we've got another caller waiting on the line, plus the rest of the high science and health story. So now we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, getting on back to Falcon Heavy. There are still reports. There's nothing definitive about what happened to the center core. And I think at this point, the assumption is it is lost. But I'm still seeing reports saying that, yes, it did land on the drone ship, but the drone ship is having communication problems. I'm sure we'll know for certain by tomorrow. I would love it if they'd hit all three for three. Let's go back to the phones here. Lenny in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, Michael. I want to speak to Tom from Florida. If he had been listening to Justin from New Jersey in his earlier call and about the money that was given to Iran, it's like you and Justin concluded it was Iran's own money. All right? And so for him to get upset about it, if he had done his own homework, he would have known that before he reacted to it. And I would like to give him some advice. Stop reacting, man. To it earlier in your show, do your homework. Don't just listen to what NBC, CNN, ABC, all the rest of the liars, what they're saying. Do your own homework, and you can come, if you're really looking for the truth, you can come to it, okay, using a variety of media. But anyway, as far as the stock market is concerned and the drop, I have my own theory on what's happening with this. If you remember... Okay. The last time the stock market acted like this pertaining to Trump was on election night. And when they were so sure Hillary was going to win, and it looked like every time Trump won a state, the stock market, the futures for the next morning just started dropping. Did you notice that? How they were calling,
yes, I
every
did.
Time they were calling a state for Trump, they had another screen beside that saying, look at the stock market is dropping. Okay, so what they were doing was trying to scare the people who had not voted in the Western and Midwest states to keep them from voting for Trump. If you vote for Trump, look at what's going to happen. The economy is going to crash. Now, I connect this to the Pfizer or the FISA memo. And the more Trump...
Before you go there. The reason that stunt about showing the market futures drop every time Trump one end of the state was because those people in the Midwestern Great Plains states, they don't own stock anyway. They don't care what happens to the stock market for the most part. It's not until you get out on the West Coast that people start paying attention again. That's why they didn't get any traction with that.
Exactly. They tried it, but it didn't matter to the people in the West, in the Midwest, exactly, because they're farmers anyway. Okay, they live off the land. It doesn't bother them at all. Okay, but I do agree with you that was the thing. So what I'm saying now is the more Trump looks into the dossier, the deeper he digs, they're going to try and use emotion to scare the people all over again. That's
yes,
just
they
my
are.
Take on it. All right, for what it's worth. I appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it. And, of course, the reason I got upset with Tom was he just launched right in this thing about Iran wanting to nuke us. And at that point, it's pretty obvious he hasn't really been paying attention to what we're talking about on this show or what we put up at whatreallyhappened.com. And he's fallen into this idea that the entire world is out to get the United States of America when, in point of fact, it's actually the reverse. It is the United States that is attacking all these other countries on the flimsiest of excuses, or sometimes no excuse at all. When you have U.S. Special Forces now in 3/4 of all of Earth's nations, that shows you who the aggressor is. And they're talking about going into North Korea. They're talking about going back into Syria. We know who the warmongers are. It's not Iran. Iran is a very peaceful nation. They want to be left alone to live their lives the way they want to live them. But because of all the oil they're sitting on top of, they became a target for the United States. And back in 1953, the CIA overthrew Iran's elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh, and they installed a Western puppet ruler, the Shah, a dictator who kept the Iranian people terrorized with his secret police, the Savak, until finally in 1979, the Iranian people had enough of this, and they kicked the Shah out, and they set up their own country the way they wanted to run their country. And that was their right. And the United States is very unhappy about this because it sets a bad example for other countries that have been covertly regime changed by the United States, getting this uppity idea that they can kick their puppet rulers out and go back to running their own country. And that's a big part of what's going on in all these countries right now, whether it's Syria or Yemen or Libya. So let's see. Let's move on here. All right, getting on back to the news here. Boy, there's a lot of stuff coming on in. All right, finishing up with the pharmaceutical stories here. I'm just going down a list of things that show the arrogance and greed of these companies. And we're talking about this disaster in the Philippines where there was this vaccination campaign, and apparently it really harmed a lot of children. And this was the Dengvaxia issue. And apparently the pharmaceutical company was literally out there saying, no, you cannot conduct autopsies on these children who died. Just assume it was natural causes and only a coincidence that they died after getting our vaccine products. They had a major snowstorm in Taiwan to go along with their earthquake here. A lot of roads are being closed over there. And just when you think Hillary Clinton cannot get any more ridiculous, she has always been able to surprise us. So apparently, according to an article in Zero Hedge, Hillary Clinton is now out there claiming that climate change is sexist. And she's saying that in the developing world, climate change will force women to shoulder the responsibility of looking for food, finding firewood, and migrating livestock once all the grass has been transformed into a desert. And unsurprisingly, the future she described is an uncanny resemblance to the dystopian future depicted in the Mad Max franchise. Now, here is the question. What does Hillary think the men are going to be doing? Because certainly the history up until now has been that in more rural societies, it is the men who shoulder the majority of the burden of finding food, firewood, building a home, migrating livestock. This is complete nonsense, this idea that climate change is going to result in the women having to do all the work and the men just kicking back. Now, yes, there are occasionally men who are going to sit back and want the women to do all the work. But climate change has got nothing to do with it. I mean, this is ridiculous. She's out there saying that women will be the primarily burdened with the problems of climate change. It really is getting very, very silly. Now, talking about spacecraft, as you know, there's this very fun story. It shows about the power of amateur science. And there was a satellite NASA put up a long time ago called IMAGE, which stands for the Imager for Magnetopause to Aurora Global Exploration. It was launched in 2004 and presumed lost. But just a couple of months ago, an amateur astronomer, Scott Tilley, found its signal. He was actually looking, he's a radio astronomer, he was looking for the secret but failed Zuma satellite that was put up recently, and he found this other signal that nobody knew what it was. And finally identified it was IMAGE. NASA has now communicated with the satellite and verified it's actually working. So now they're looking for money with which to actually carry out the mission. And I think that would definitely be worthwhile, but great that they found it. One of the things that I think is a little bit of sad, when you're on a mission like that, like Viking, Voyager, whatever, there's that final moment when you shut down the command receiver, where you send a deliberate command to the spaceship that effectively says, turn off your radios. Because once that's done, it's irrevocable. And the spacecraft stops communicating. And I understand there's a treaty saying that we don't want a lot of satellites out there that might inadvertently pick up a signal and bounce it back. But I do think an effort ought to be made, especially in this age of much less expensive radio telescope technology, of being able to hand off some of these missions to university departments, where if you're done with Viking on the surface of Mars, instead of turning off the command receiver, you've gone around to various universities and there's somebody who's got the radio telescope that can communicate with the landers, and you say, okay, you just take it over. The ship is up there. It's already paid for. All you got to pay for is the electricity, and that's not a whole heck of a lot. You'd be surprised how little, how weak the radio signal was that was going back and forth to Mars in the Viking days. And let the kids take it over. And then when you reach the point where you can't find college kids who want to play with it anymore, or it just dies naturally because that'll happen, then you turn off the command receiver. But those Vikings, they lasted a long, long time, far longer than they were intended to. Same thing with the Spirit and Opportunity. What an amazing mission that they've had there. I'm waiting to see what happens when India gets up to the moon with their probe and rover. That will be fun as well. Okay, let's go back and look through the headlines here and find some stories to close out the show with. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Another variation on the theme of Obama was fully aware that Hillary Clinton paid for the FISA warrant, and apparently Sidney Blumenthal is getting tangled up in this one as well. All of these people are guilty of a violation of Title 18, Section 1001, misrepresentations, material misrepresentations in an official document as part of the process. Apparently, the Democrats are threatening to take Trump down. They're doing it openly. Meanwhile, President Trump is happy about the Nunes memo. He's saying, "We caught him. We caught him." Yeah, but they're still out there. You haven't done anything about them. That's like having a burglar alarm that says you're currently being burglarized and you have just been burglarized. Doesn't really change the outcome. Donald Trump needs to put on his presidential brass knuckles, and he needs to do it soon. Because with the Nunes memo and all this other stuff coming on out, the panic is setting in. We've had a year of an attempt at a political coup against the president, and it is failing. What's next? A violent coup? Trump better start thinking of just how much danger he is in from this narcocracy. And as I said, my concern going all the way back to the start of his campaign is that in many ways, he is as dangerously naive about Washington, D.C. politics as Jimmy Carter was. And let's see what else we have here. More about the economy. Oh, yeah, here's a good question. I meant to bring this one up earlier. As you know, we have this incident that happened in Syria a short while ago where a Sukhoi 25 aircraft was shot down by a man pad. And the Sukhoi was flying low down because the best intelligence they had was that these terrorists did not have man-portable missiles. Obviously, that was wrong. And the Sukhoi was hit. The pilot ejected. And once he was on the ground, though, he rather than surrender to the terrorists, he literally fought them off to the death. And apparently, according to the Russian Defense Ministry, the soldier had detonated a grenade in order to avoid being captured by the notoriously cruel and savage rebels supported by the United States of America. According to the Russian Ministry of Defense, his last words were, "Here's for the guys." Now, here's the question. Where did the man pad come from? Not many countries have the technology to make a man-portable surface-to-air missile, like the Stinger. So we need to find that out. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Bruce in Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Michael.
Hello.
What do you think is behind this little movement of people that are pushing flat Earth? What's up with that? Do you have any idea?
Sure. They're attempting to make the internet and the independent media look like a bunch of kooks. Same thing with the fake Apollo moon landings. Same thing with chemtrails. Same thing with no plane at the Pentagon. It's an old, old propaganda tactic called poisoning the well.
Yeah. I agree. How about, you know, some people think that there's no nukes. Nukes is a hoax. It's incredibly.
I'm sorry, what's a hoax?
No, nukes. You haven't heard that one?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Nuclear explosions are a hoax. I've come across that one, too. There's people that go about in different message boards pushing that.
The goal of all of this is to make social media look untrustworthy and silly in the hope that the American public is going to start migrating back to the warm embrace of ABC, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, PBS, and the various other Ministry of Truth agencies. I don't see it as working because people understand that's what's going on. These really kooky out there stories are deliberately planted propaganda, and people just ignore it because once people understand they're being propagandized, the propaganda ceases to be effective.
Yeah, right, right. What do you think about Newsweek on the edge of the cliff?
Well, yeah, they seem to be in some serious trouble. The district attorney for Manhattan apparently thinks they've been playing fast and loose with their finances. And apparently the staff upset today was because some of the staff were actually looking into the activities of the parent corporation that owns them. Always a bad idea if your parent corporation is up to no good. Anyway, Bruce, thank you very much for the phone call. We're coming up on our last commercial break of the day. And when we come on back, we're going to try and fit a few more stories in here before we sign off for the rest of our program. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a little bit of a correction. We talked about this story where apparently Adam Schiff's sister was married to Soros' son, and it turns out they're actually not brother and sister. It's a much more distant, tenuous family relationship. So we have to be always careful about what we're putting on out there. Speaking of Soros, apparently George Soros-funded groups are behind this campaign that's opposing Israel's deportation of illegal migrants. So even in Israel, Soros is playing these games. And I'll tell you, I have a real problem with that, because Soros is one of those people, like Bill Gates, who seems to think that being a billionaire gives them the right to play God with our planet and its people. And it doesn't. We didn't elect him to do it. All right, we're going to take one final phone call here from Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Hey, how's it going? Regarding the Democratic representative that said that the locomotive derailment of the with the Republicans in it was karma?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not sure it was Democratic leaders. I think it was like a celebrity, Stephen King, maybe.
Oh, that's right. And then he apologized. But I just want to point out that that's obviously wrong. It was obviously more train-related. And then you had a caller that was saying, like, what would the Democrats benefit from derailing the train? And I think it would, like, be sending a message and also, like, revenge for exposing the deep state by voting to release a memo. And also, notice how it was the perfect truck. Like, if I was wanting to derail the train, I would pick a full dump truck. That's another coincidence. And
I thought it was a full dump truck. One of the photos showed trash just all over the place that had been flipped out from inside the bin.
Yeah, so it's like a perfectly placed, there. And by the way, did you ever determine if it was in fact parked pointing towards the train?
No. Basically, it looks like the rear, the trash bin itself, was toward the train. The train hit it, spun the truck around. At that point, the rear portion detached and rolled down. The cabin detached and was left behind, and the train dragged the back portion a little bit further, and then it rolled down the hill with the trash coming out of it. And that appears to be what happened. I think that, you know, on the assumption that this was some kind of a deliberate operation, I think the people who were in that trash truck were told their job was to force the locomotive to stop. And it never even occurred to them they were going to get hit until it was too late. That's the only thing that actually makes any sense whatsoever.
No, they would have jumped out at the last minute. I think your first instincts are right on, where it was somebody murdered, put in the truck. It's a story about the second person.
One of the people in the truck survived, or at least as of the last word. Anyway, there's the music. Thank you for the call. We got to let you go. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone you know. Keep this FISA memo, Nunes memo, whatever you want to call it, in front of everybody, and just work to let everybody know that is still dependent on TV and newspaper, that they are being fed nothing but lies. Remember, Saddam's nuclear weapons is a good example. And we can take this country back from the liars. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.